Three. On AM 670, KMZQ, Talk Radio, done right.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll be joined by John Eric Rock, the founder of DMV Made Easy. You know, the establishment Flamingo in Durango, I believe it is. And I was in registering my car over the weekend and ran into him. And we've known each other for a couple of 3 years, 5 years, I think. And a good guy, really good guy. And we started talking about the shoplifting and the smash and grabs. And he says he's had a real problem with it. And in fact, he says on a given day, he might end up with three, maybe four, attempted shoplifts. And I said, wait a minute. Is this like, you know, once every 6 weeks? He says, no. It happens all the time. And I'm saying, well, that can't be. So I said, we've got to have him on the show. So John Eric Rock, the founder of DMV Made Easy, will join us, and we'll find out how he has dealt with this problem. Is it a matter of you just let people come in and steal stuff from you? And again, he's got a smog operation, he's got a convenience store operation, and DMV Made Easy. And the question's got to be, well, you know, obviously, it's the retail operation where people are coming in and taking stuff and walking out without paying. We'll get a chance to visit with him, and I'll find out what his attitude is. More and more retailers, I mean, in a lot of communities, there are stores that have closed. They have closed. I think some Walgreens have had to close. And all because of shoplifting. And people going easy on crime. That's what we had. That's what we're faced with. How bad is it for him at his business? We'll find out. I will ask him. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root coming up with the former President Donald J. Trump just after 3 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Washington Free Beacon report says potential Biden Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson was once a dedicated advocate for terrorist suspects at Guantanamo Bay. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says it's something that needs to be addressed in confirmation hearings.
It's a legitimate line of inquiry if a nominee has represented those detainees.
But Cotton again clarifies he and GOP colleagues will not launch personal attacks on Brown Jackson, as the left has done in the past against nominees Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh.
Just fabricating things out of thin air to attack the character of those men.
Senator Cotton is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew report.
Also at townhall.com, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he will not run for Senate. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with that story.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan will not run for the Senate, rebuffing overtures from senior Senate Republicans who had sought to put another seat in play during the midterm elections. At a press conference, Hogan said he considered a run, but that he ultimately concluded he should focus on finishing out his second term as governor. Hogan is term limited and cannot run for re-election this year. Hogan called Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to inform him. He says he also spoke with Senator Rick Scott, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Senators Mitt Romney and Susan Collins to tell him he wouldn't be running. Bernie Bennett reporting from Annapolis, Maryland.
The Super Bowl's return to the Los Angeles area after a nearly 30-year absence is providing a much-needed boost to small businesses hard hit by the pandemic. Sunday's game and the events surrounding it are projected to generate up to $477 million for the local economy. That includes up to $22 million in tax revenue and between 2,200 to 4,700 new jobs. A higher finish on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 372 points, the NASDAQ up 178. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the first of hundreds of thousands of free COVID-19 rapid tests ordered by the state of Nevada are available at several Las Vegas sites. State officials say the rapid antigen tests are now available in Clark County at the offices of Aid for AIDS Nevada, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and the State Division of Welfare and Supportive Services. The Nevada Health Response website, nvhealthresponse.nv.gov, will list more sites as they become available. The Review Journal is reporting that New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara told Las Vegas police that he threw a couple of punches during a scuffle which left a man with an eye orbital fracture and other injuries early Saturday at Dre's nightclub at the Cromwell. But reports say video surveillance showed Kamara punching the victim repeatedly before people in Kamara's group began stomping the man as he fell to the floor. Kamara was questioned and arrested at Allegiant Stadium after he played in the NFL Pro Bowl a day later on Sunday. His preliminary hearing is set for March 8th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad on the area freeways right now. There is one glaring exception, though, and that's through the downtown construction zone there near the Spaghetti Bowl. You are bumper-to-bumper on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is a story that we are seeing more and more every day. I'm talking about the smash and grabs, the shoplifting. It really has become a major problem. It began on the left coast in soft on crime communities, but it has expanded all across America and even right here in Southern Nevada. I was registering my car, of all things, Saturday morning. And who's there but a guy that I've known for a number of years here in the community, John Eric Rock, the founder of DMV Made Easy. We had a chance to talk. We talked about what was going on with the shoplifting, and he said he had a real problem there, that he has video. He's got a bunch of video cameras. He's got tons of video cameras, but that he has cameras, and he has recorded a lot of the shoplifting that has gone on in his operation. And in some cases, he ends up having to chase them down the road. This is an operation, by the way, Flamingo and Durango, so it's you know, a good area. But John Eric Rock joins us. I said I got to have you on. We got to talk about this. John Eric, how you doing, my friend?
If I was any better, they would make a law against it and come arrest me. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Let's do the backstory. Your company barely survived the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about the situation you were in trying to keep your operation open when DMV was closed for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. Long story short, we were monitoring the governor's orders, you know, moment by moment. When he finally shut everything down, our DMV business is located inside a gas station we own as well at Flamingo and Durango. So because we had a gas station, it was kind of implied that, you know, we're essential. We got to be able to provide people fuel and all the little necessities that we sell in the gas station. But not knowing how long this would last, my employees are very, very valuable to me. I've spent in some cases as much as 10 years working and training with these employees. So it was supposed to be for a week or two in the beginning. So my wife and I just kind of sucked it up and realized we're going to be losing some money because we're making payroll on a lot of people. At the time, we were just under 50 employees. And we were making payroll, and our sales were just about zero because we really couldn't sell DMV services because we weren't sure when the DMV was going to open. So having many close contacts in the DMV, we're corresponding via text, you know, what's the inside scoop? What's really going on? When's it going to open? And nobody knew. So the DMV was closed for just about 100 days, and I didn't want to send my employees home without pay. They've got families they've got to feed. So during that time, my wife and I literally burned through, I'm not going to say the number, but it was our 30-year savings just to keep, you know, the guys paid and keep the store open. And quite literally, the day before the DMV opened, which was not announced, that was just a surprise, I asked my wife, I said, look, I said, we have just a little bit of money left. Maybe we should just, you know, lock everything up and default on all of our debts and, you know, let the employees go and try to save our own hides. And she says, it's a Sunday. Let's pray about it. And then Monday we'll talk about it. Well, that next morning, the DMV reopened. The line was so long, it literally went from the DMV all the way to my store. My store was completely full. This went on for 3 or 4 months that we just couldn't keep up. We were doing DMV services about 19, 20 hours a day and still couldn't keep up. Fast forward 2 years, it's still really, really busy for us, but the DMV's got lots of people out with COVID on a regular basis. You've got to make an appointment, which could take months. We've got and the whole forgiving penalties and the police not writing tickets, those days have been over for over a year. So people who can't get into the DMV can still get a ticket for driving a car that they can't register. So that's the short version, I guess you could say.
John Eric, let me ask you. We've seen the video coast to coast. It began on the West Coast, but now it's everywhere, of these smash and grabs and the shoplifting. When did you first start noticing the shoplifting, or is that something that is just part and parcel of owning a convenience store?
Well, there's always shoplifters. I mean, you've been in our store. You see we have about 10 very large monitors that show the cameras, so it's pretty easy to figure out when you walk in. You're on camera and somebody's watching. You have over 126 cameras in this property, which my wife thinks is overkill, but I just keep adding more every time something happens, and I didn't quite get the right angle. This is how we ended up with so many cameras. It's not from my paranoia or, you know, we're losing millions of dollars to shoplifting. But what I found recently is I have a friend. He's got 14 gas stations here in Las Vegas, and he actually just called my wife a few days ago, and he's like, man, my theft is up 80%. And, you know, it probably hurting him more. He's got stores located in, I guess, higher crime rate areas. But typically my night cashier, normally 2 or 3 days a week, he'll send me a video at 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night showing me somebody he caught shoplifting. I think it was last Thursday he sent me two videos. He caught two separate instances back to back, and he's been sending me two or three a day ever since. So the amount of people that are just brazenly walking in my store and thinking they're just going to walk out with my stuff has increased probably for me at least 50% that I can count. I haven't taken the time to go back and review video. I mean, I'm sure I could just go pick a night and watch video. The cashiers can't catch everything. If there's 10 people in the store, you can't watch them all at once. So, you know, we haven't done inventory to figure out what the theft rate has really increased. But based on the number that we're catching, it's up at least 50%.
Again, John Eric Rock, the founder of DMV Made Easy, the great operation. I've used them for a lot of years. Flamingo and Durango, they're right there on the corner. They have a smog check. They've got a convenience store, and they've got the DMV Made Easy. It's a great service. If you don't want to screw around with DMV, it is a wonderful, wonderful service that they provide. What is it that people are stealing? I mean, is it beer? Is it is there some product, or is there something that's on your shelves that people seem to want to sneak out the front door with?
Well, if you'd asked me this a couple of years ago, I would say most of them would be, you know, a kid comes in and grabs a 12-pack and runs out the door. That's actually happening less. But Red Bull drinks, I mean, look, if somebody's, you know, stealing, I hate to say this on the air, but if a girl's stealing, you know, a feminine product, I'm probably just going to give it to her and say, look, don't steal. Take it. I know you need it. Maybe you don't have money, whatever. But there is no, it's not necessities if that's what you're getting at. It's not, you know, I can't survive without this Red Bull. There's really nothing consistent. And the really crazy thing is, I'm not sure how much time we have, but there's an Albertsons grocery store across the street from us, and they have a policy where if somebody goes in and steals anything, they just let them walk out with whatever it is. So many times people will come to my store with items in hand and no bags, asking us for bags because they claim Albertsons didn't give them bags. Had a guy come in with 60 bottles of lotion. We have people come in with, you know, 5 of those gallon jugs of Tide. I mean, you name it, big, you know, shopping carts full of alcohol, you name it. Now, when that happens, I recover the items personally, or one of my cashiers, if they've got the courage, will recover those items and take them back to the store where they belong.
What is your policy? What do you tell your employees when they catch somebody? I know you have, because you told me you had, have chased people down the street, literally. And I'm just curious, what is the policy that you have in store with your 15 employees?
Well, my employees are not directed to confront anybody other than with words. If it gets hairy, you know, look, I leave it up to them. If you think you can recover the merchandise without getting hurt or putting yourself in a bad situation, do it. I'm not going to fire you if you don't, because that's potentially a risky situation. Me personally, I got brought up in a small town in Oklahoma. We don't steal, and we don't allow people to steal. So I know the laws have changed a few years ago on what a business owner's rights are as far as keeping their property, and really business owners don't have any rights anymore. I can't tell you how many officers have told me straight up, you can't touch them, you can't confront them, just, you know, let them take it, and then, you know, give us a call. Well, it's way too late then, so I don't comply with that. Somebody's walking out of my store with my merchandise that I spent my hard-earned money buying so I could resell for a profit and feed my family and keep my employees employed. You're not getting out of my store, and if you do, I'm going to chase you as far as you go.
Have you run into problems with the legal community? I mean, have you had cases where they wanted you to testify, so you got to take the morning off and go testify in a criminal trial? What's the deal with the legal community and how they approach this?
Well, that's an interesting question. So I'll just give you a couple real quick stories. So guy comes in, steals a drink Sunday afternoon, call it noon. Cashier catches him. Guy pulls a knife on the cashier when he confronts him. Cashier had pepper spray in hand, got the guy real good. He's crying on the floor. The cops come eventually. Took him about 40 minutes to show up with a guy in the store, pepper spray all over him with a knife in his hand. Cops finally show up. They arrest him. My cashier, a year later, winds up in court like he's being prosecuted because it can't be determined for sure that it was a knife in his hand. Now, we have 15 angles of this video. It was very clear to see. The guy pulled a knife on him and threatened to kill him with it. So my cashier ended up being basically accused of, you know, he was breaking the law because he had no right to pepper spray a guy who pulled a knife on him. It was completely backwards. I mean, I didn't know this happened until after he didn't tell me. I would have, you know, sent him to court with one of my lawyers or myself or one of my, you know, higher up employees. But the way he describes how he was treated was just ridiculous. Another scenario. This is my favorite one. Lady comes in my store and destroys it, causes six figures worth of damage to my store. I get a call from the cashier. I come down here. She's gone. She happens to be my tenant next door as well. Lost her mind and went crazy. So I'm trying to fix all the damage to my store. She comes back in the store and won't leave. I asked her nicely three times. She starts to dart back in, and who knows what she's going to do. I've got the video of what she already did. So I snatched her up. I grabbed her by her waist, and I carried her outside. Called the cops. The cops came, and they wrote me a ticket for battery because you can't touch somebody. No matter what they do, if they don't physically threaten you, you cannot lay your hands on anybody for any reason. And I got a letter from the sheriff's department 2 days later asking me to send back my CCW so that I can carry a concealed weapon. And I lost my right to bear arms because I carried somebody out of my store who cost me $100,000, who coincidentally, the cops didn't even write her a ticket. There was no court date. There was no nothing. There was no consequences. We can go to Albertsons right now and take whatever we want. No consequences. You can destroy people's property. No consequences.
Wow.
I could go on for weeks about this kind of stuff. The guy who burned my car wash down. That was originally pled down from $1 million out of my pocket to fix this. That was originally pled down so he was going to get probation. Until I convinced the district attorney, I'm like, no, dude, like, I might go out of business. Like, this guy destroyed my life. And she's like, oh, well, I just thought it was something minor, like $10,000. So he ended up getting a few years in prison over it. But the system is not in favor of the people who are working hard, doing the right thing. And these poor security guards, you know, in Nordstrom's and Louis Vuitton out in California, these videos we've seen, they're just helpless. They're just sitting there watching. And you think, oh, Louis Vuitton's a huge company. Nobody thinks about how much time and effort goes into building a business to get to that level than to watch it all be taken away because somebody made a law that says, well, you just have to watch them do it. That's asinine.
Let me ask you, Is there any organization here in Southern Nevada of people like you and the guy that you know that has 15 different gas stations banding together to try and either get legislation or to get Metro to be tough on these thugs? Is there anything like that out there?
There's not that I know of, and unfortunately, because I know a lot of cops. I'm friends with probably 70 cops. They come in the store all the time, and their hands are tied. A, they get in any kind of conflict, it's going to be on camera, and they're going to get pointed at, like, you know, what did you do right? What did you do wrong? B, the laws in place currently make all this stuff, like, not even a ticketable offense. I think they just switched to, it's got to be a theft of over $900 now before it's considered a misdemeanor. So just steal stuff under $900 and you can just take it. You can just take whatever you want. And the people who do this kind of thing, they know this. And they go to the big box stores and steal lots and lots of stuff because they know that company's got a policy in place where you don't stop anybody.
That's incredible.
And they walk in my store thinking all the time it's the same rules, and they find out the hard way it's not. I don't sit and watch you steal my stuff.
It's going to be interesting to see how this progresses and if the cops finally get tough on this thing, if prosecutors get even tougher. Maybe that's what we need. John Eric, thank you so much for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. And again, if I'm assuming your business is going good because there were a lot of people in there when I was there on Saturday morning. But Durango and Flamingo, DMV made easy. Business is still good?
It's extraordinary. Thank God.
John Eric, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yep, I'll see you soon, buddy. Bye.
All righty. There you go. John Eric Rock, DMV Made Easy. If you've not checked it out, it's a great business. You know, I always tell people when they say, well, you know, how can I make some money? Find something that people need. People don't want to screw around with the DMV. I had somebody trying to get an appointment at the DMV. They can't get it till March 27th. March 27th. Is that any way to run a government, for crying out loud? Anyway, stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using.